4. Religious Chaos. The book The Naked Communist, published in 1958, lists 45 targets in the United States for communism to destroy. Astonishingly, most of the goals have already become realities. Number 27 in the list is, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible. In the religious sector today, the three original Orthodox religions in particular, Christianity, Catholicism, and Judaism, together referred to as the revealed religions, have been demonically altered and controlled by the communist specter, and have lost the functions they had in their original forms. New denominations established or demonically altered with communist principles and concepts have become even more direct promulgations of communist ideology. Religions were important cornerstones in maintaining the smooth and normal operations of the Western world, yet they have been deformed beyond recognition by the communist specter. In the churches of various religions nowadays, many bishops and priests simultaneously promulgate deviated theologies, while also corrupting and consorting with their followers in a non-stop series of scandals. Many believers go to church because they think it's a civilized thing to do or even a form of entertainment or social life, but they're not genuinely committed to cultivating their character. Religions have been corrupted from within. The result is that people lose their confidence in religions and their righteous beliefs in Buddhas, Taoists, and gods. Consequently, they end up abandoning their beliefs. If man does not believe in the divine, God will not protect him, and ultimately humankind will be destroyed. On June 29, 2017, the Victoria Police Department in Australia hosted a brief press conference to announce that because of charges made by multiple plaintiffs, the Australian Cardinal George Pell would confront allegations related to sexual offences. Pell became the Archbishop of Melbourne in 1996 and Cardinal in 2003. In July 2014, under assignment by Pope Francis, Pell took responsibility for supervising all financial transactions in the Vatican. He wielded enormous power and was the number three person at the Vatican. The 2002 Spotlight column in the Boston Globe carried a series of reports on Catholic priests' sexual molestation of children in the United States. The reporter's investigation revealed that over the past several decades, there were close to 250 Boston priests who had molested children, and that the church, in an attempt at cover-up, shifted clergy around from one area to another, rather than informing the police. The priests continued to molest children in the new areas, thus creating more victims. Similar events quickly spread across the United States. The revelations extended to priests in other countries with Catholic presence, including Ireland, Australia, and others. Other religious groups began to publicly denounce the corruption of the Catholic Church. Eventually, under public pressure, St. John Paul II was compelled to hold a conference in the Vatican for U.S. Catholic cardinals, at which the Vatican admitted that the sexual molestation of children is a crime and that the administrative structure of the Church would be reformed. Further, the Church would expel priests who had sexually offended children, and the criminals would be jailed. The Church paid over $2 billion in settlements for the abuses. Skimming money off believers in the name of religion has also been a common occurrence. For example, in China, various religions have rapidly embezzled money by taking advantage of believers' faith in Buddhas, Taoists, and gods, effectively turning religion into a business. Money is charged for religious ceremonies and for worshipping by burning incense, with fees sometimes running up to 100,000 yuan, $15,000. More churches and temples have been built, looking all the more splendid on the surface, while righteous belief in God diminishes. Disciples who genuinely cultivate are fewer and fewer. Many temples and churches have become gathering places for evil spirits and ghosts, and temples in China have turned into commercialized tourist sites where monks earn salaries, and Buddhist and Taoist abbots preside as CEOs. During the so-called wave of studying the report of the Chinese Communist Party's 19th Congress, the deputy chairman of China's Buddhist Association claimed at a training program for the spirit of the 19th Congress, "The 19th Congress report is the contemporary Buddhist scripture, and I have hand-copied it three times." He also stated, "The Chinese Communist Party is today's Buddha and Bodhisattva, and the 19th Congress report is contemporary Buddhist scripture in China, and it shines with the glowing rays of the Communist Party's belief." There were also people who called upon Buddhist believers to follow his example and apply the method of hand-copying scriptures to hand-copy the 19th Congress report with a devout heart so that they could experience enlightenment. When this news report was published in the Nanhai Buddhist Institute in Hainan Province, it led to enormous controversy and was ultimately deleted. The report nevertheless spread widely on the internet. This incident shows that official Buddhism in China is full of politician monks, and is fundamentally not a cultivation community. Instead, China's official Buddhism has become a tool used by the Chinese Communist Party for its United Front work. For more than 1,000 years, bishops around the world were directly appointed or recognized by the Vatican. The 30 or so bishops previously recognized by the Vatican in the Chinese region have not been acknowledged by the CCP. Likewise, the Vatican and the Catholics loyal to it in China, particularly the underground believers, have not acknowledged the Communist Party appointed bishops. However, under constant coercion and enticement by the CCP, the new pope has recently begun conversations with the CCP that appear set to provide Vatican recognition for the CCP-appointed bishops. Thus, bishops previously appointed by the Vatican would be sidelined. The Church is a faith community whose purpose is to enable believers to cultivate, uplift their morality, and ultimately return to heaven. When deals are done in the human world with an evil spirit in revolt against God, where the communist specter is allowed to arrange and appoint bishops and thus take charge of matters concerning the belief of tens of millions of Catholics in China, how would God look at the matter? What will the future hold for the tens of millions of Catholics in China? In China, a country with a rich traditional culture, the specter of communism painstakingly arranged a system that violently destroyed traditional culture, demolished orthodox religions, and annihilated people's physical bodies, while simultaneously demoralizing society and severing the connection between man and gods, all with the purpose of completely destroying people. In the West and other parts of the world, the specter used deception and infiltration to demonize orthodox religions, and to confuse and mislead people so as to have them give up orthodox beliefs. They thus drift further away from gods until they face total destruction. No matter what means were used by the specter, the ultimate goal is the same: to destroy humankind.